USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban celebrating in Afghanistan.
Yeah! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
They seized control Friday of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. Since that celebration, though, the Taliban has captured a second provincial capital. Many kids across the U.S. will be starting the school year in the classroom, but there are concerns of more shutdowns if COVID cases spike. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling USA Today on Friday how important it is for kids to be in the classroom.
The detrimental effect, both mental health, physical and social development, intellectual learning of children is really devastating.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, though, appears open to another shutdown. Cardona saying Friday at a town hall in Boston, it may be best to have students learning from home if community spread of the virus gets to a certain level. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More Americans finding jobs. The federal government releasing the unemployment report Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but President Biden says this is proof we're heading in the right direction.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working. The Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
The report coming out after 25 states opted out of federal unemployment assistance in an effort to get more people back to work. This report, though, doesn't include a state-by-state breakdown. Lawmakers meeting in Washington this weekend to finalize an infrastructure bill, a crucial vote coming up Saturday. 60 yes votes needed to avoid a filibuster and move the $1 trillion deal forward. A fire burning for over 3 weeks in Northern California, making history. The Dixie wildfire, now the largest single wildfire in state history, the third biggest overall. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As wildfires burn out west, politicians debate the cause. Tim Berg has more.
As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue, the air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's an economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue, security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former MMA fighter pleads guilty to his role in the Capitol riot. Here's Wendy King.
The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlam pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon for the first time in 15 years. The rockets fired Friday into northern Israel. No word on casualties. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.